Now, it is interesting times in that Totteral is being pulled from the market. Yep. Tell me some of the key indications that you would pass on to growers to get organised for the next 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, I think there are a number of options available to growers, particularly over the next 12 months, in terms of managing their weed burden and their weed programs in the future. I think the first one is around ensuring that they have a look at what other pre-emergent herbicides are actually available, and for that matter also having a look at post-emergent options. What we've seen in the past is that Totteral really has formed a key pillar of growers' spray programs, and what we'd encourage growers to do in the future is have a look at what other alternatives are out there and see if they actually have a fit for their particular cropping practices. I think another one as well is around managing weed burdens or weed control in rotational crops. So have a look at which paddocks are going to go into onions in the future and start getting on top of their weed burdens now, where they may have more options available than what they may do when growing onions. And I think finally, and this one can be challenging for growers, but really around crop establishment, the best way to compete against weeds is to outcompete them with your crop. And look, sometimes this can create a different set of challenges, but it's certainly something that growers also need to consider.
It's a difficult time, I guess, for you within your industry, talking to people within the industries that you service. How hard has it been, I guess, to answer some of the curly questions that have come in the last 6 months since this came out?
Look, undoubtedly it's been challenging, and that's purely because Totteral is such a good product, such an established product, something that's been on the market for a considerable amount of time. But as a good corporate citizen, as a business that is really passionate about horticulture in Australia and specifically onions, it's something we need to do, and we need to support growers in looking for alternatives.
For those that don't know the background, can you explain exactly why the decision to pull it from the market was made in the first place?
Yeah. Totteral is based on an active ingredient called ioxinol. Ioxinol was recently reviewed in the European Union, as all existing compounds are over certain periods of time. And as a function of that particular review, Bayer took a decision from a global level to exit the compound, and we're dealing with that globally, and we're representing the Australian business through that process.
You did make an admission in there that you are looking to see what sort of package can be provided to another commercial entity, so potentially Totteral doesn't go completely missing from the landscape. Should onion growers be putting all their hopes and dreams on that happening sooner rather than later?
Yeah, absolutely not. Certainly would not be comfortable with growers walking away hoping either Totteral or ioxinol will reappear in another form or under another brand. Certainly much prefer growers to have a look at their program holistically, look at things like their rotations, crop establishment practices and the like, and look, if there is another ioxinol available, that'd be great, but we really need to look at that as being a bonus as opposed to our base case.
Just finally, if we have this discussion in 12 months' time, what do you hope you can tell me?
I really hope I can tell you that we've continued to work with growers. In fact, I'm sure we'll continue to work with growers for their broadleaf weed programs. But I would be really hopeful that we can say we've helped growers determine what the best fit is for their particular farm, and growers are still continuing to grow onions in a very profitable manner. That's what I'm hoping.